Let me just, one more goalkeeping question. The science of organising a wall, can it ever really be done, or do you just go through the motions? What do you look for? There's a free kick, depending where it is. What do you want from your wall?
It's back to the old research again. You know who's going to take the free kick, so it's going to be a left footer or a right footer. You want your two biggest on the end that you're expecting the ball to come over. Your second man in the wall is level with your post. Two outside on the right, one on the other side, and your two biggest on the end, whichever way it's coming to, that, over the
that's
top.
That's the theory. Do they listen to you?
We're talking about outfield players here, aren't we? And I don't want my walls to jump. I want them to go up on the tiptoes, but I don't want them to jump.
Because the amount
of balls that you see go under the wall, and that's not the side you're protecting. So if it comes under the wall, as a goalkeeper, you're struggling.